Yo, welcome to Simply Bitcoin Live. We're your number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution with breaking news, culture, matic warfare. We will be your guide through the separation of money and state. Holy cow, it's been a wild morning. So many things going on. But most importantly, the kingdom of Bhutan. It's a small country in Asia. Article came out that they've been stacking the corn. They've been buying millions and millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin, right? So that's really interesting. We're watching the game theory play out. But I think the one that I find the most interesting is Indonesia, right? So we'll talk about it when we talk about the Bitcoin conference, but I think something's happening in Indonesia. And the reasons for that are Indonesia's having the first ever Bitcoin conference, number one. And number two, a member of government from Indonesia is actually showing up at the Bitcoin 2023 conference. So I wonder what that announcement is going to be like. And remember, you know, I love El Salvador, and I think El Salvador is the forefront of this, right, of this movement, right? But it is a very small country. Not like, you know, population wise. So is Bhutan. But Indonesia has a population of almost the size of the US, a little bit smaller, about 250 million people, which I think is fascinating. So could it be? I don't know. We'll lay out the case for you guys. You know, the last couple of months, when I first started Simply Bitcoin, I used to feel guilty for a lot of things that, you know, I would say like, you know, like, this is crazy. You know, these central bank digital currencies, they're trying to roll it out. You know, these monetary demons are coming out of the woodwork. But then, you know, more often than not, like, we started picking up on things way before the legacy corporate media. And I would like to believe I don't think it's necessarily because, you know, we have this crazy edge or, like, you know, we're this crazy analytics and whatnot. I just think that, you know, as Bitcoiners, we understand the game theory of Bitcoin. We understand the incentives of Bitcoin. And when you understand the incentives of Bitcoin, you understand that this thing is inevitable. It's irresistible. And I think that's really what you're seeing play out on a worldwide basis. And of course, you know, the book that I refer to a lot tremendously on this channel is The Sovereign Individual, and the theory that they make in that book back in the 90s. And I think we're really witnessing a lot of that play out. But before we start the show, I want to introduce my legendary co-host, always optimistic, waking up with a giant smile on his face every single day, Optimus Fields, a.k.a. My Living Truth. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, dude? Honestly, this morning, Nico, I don't know what's going on. I think I got a little itch in my throat. Maybe it's the allergies around here, but hopefully your boy doesn't get sick the next couple of days. So, still optimistic, just wondering whether I am, you know, my immune system is fighting something. So, hey, we're still here. The show don't stop.
It is fighting something, bro.
The monetary demons.
It is. It's fighting the monetary demons, bro. This is what you did. You went to Washington, D.C. to hang out with Chrissy.
Hey, Cap.
Anyways. All right, everybody. No more delay. Let's start the show. We have a lot to talk about. Let's check it out.
The Bitcoin numbers
brought to you by Noddle. At this point, you should be running your own Bitcoin node. If you don't use your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. And if you're a digital nomad, you have absolutely no excuse, because now you can run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today.
All right, guys, I also want to tell you about the biggest Bitcoin conference on the face of the earth, Bitcoin 2023. It's coming up in less than 1 month. You definitely don't want to miss it. Miami Beach, Florida, May 18th through the 20th, 2023. It's coming up. Get your tickets quickly, and you can use the promo code SIMPLY to get a big discount. Remember, the Bitcoin conference is when they made the legendary El Salvador announcement about making Bitcoin legal tender. Do we have that type of announcement in the books? Do you want to be in person to witness that firsthand, thinking back, you know, decades from now and telling your kids where you're at when those types of things happened? I want to go through some of the speaker lists, and I want you guys to pay attention to this one specifically. Of course, we have Michael Lewis, Michael Saylor, Arthur Hayes, Alex Gladstein, Stacey Herbert, Jack Maulers, Adam Back, Senator Cynthia Lummis, of course, Lynn Alden, and here's the one I want you guys to pay attention to. Ridwan Kamil, he's the governor of the West Java Provincial Government of Indonesia. And it's interesting because he's on the top. He's on the top. So I'm very curious about what that's going to be. Of course, Nico and Opti are there as well. We're going to be holding it down on the analyst desk. We have Matt Odell. We have so many awesome, Pierre Richard, so many awesome Bitcoiners are going to be there. David Zell. We have Carla from the Crypto Couple. Walker's going to be there as well. We have P. We have NBK. We have so many awesome Bitcoiners. You definitely don't want to miss the biggest Bitcoin celebration of the year, Bitcoin 2023. Promo code simply to get 10% off your tickets. At the time of recording, the Bitcoin price is 29,340. Sats per dollar, 3,408. Block height, 786,125. Reachable Bitcoin nodes, 17,096 blocks to halving. 53,875 halving estimate, April 20th, 2024. Total Lightning Network capacity, 5,457 Bitcoin. Capacity value, $160 million U.S. dollars. Realized monetary inflation, 1.76%. And the market capitalization of Bitcoin, $567 billion with a B. In the grand scheme of things, Bitcoin is still a tiny baby. Anyways, everybody, today I want to talk about, the gaslighting from the unproductive class or the monetary demons, or Opti calls them the high-level parasites. However, which way you want to describe it, right? I think the unproductive class is the nicest way to put it, right? We have to be good, Opti. You know, we have to be ethical with our language. So the spin from the ECB. Remember that the meme that they came out with, right? Remember that the gaslighting. The cause of inflation is because workers are asking for more money. Right. We've also had spin coming from, bureaucrats and politicians here in the United States, basically making the claims that inflation is coming from, Russia, the war in Ukraine, the supply chains. They also gaslit us saying that there was going to be no inflation, even though they're printing a record amount of money. But what's really interesting, there was an interview that Tucker Carlson had with Elon Musk. And the reason we talk about Tucker Carlson so much is because we always talk about, guys, the Overton window. We always talk about it. And we always talk about the fact that Bitcoiners need to break out of the echo chamber, right? A lot of Bitcoiners don't understand. You might be awake. You might understand what's going on. You might have taken the orange pill, but in Normieland, right, a lot of people are still asleep, right? So, when these types of conversations are had, whether it's, Nayib Bukele going on Tucker, whether it is, Max Keiser going on Tim Pool, whether, it's just Bitcoiners or the ideas of Bitcoin just being talked about in popular mainstream start to happen, that's when the normies really start to wake up to to things. And then eventually that kind of funnels them to Bitcoin content, right? Because they're like, oh, okay, the money's broken. Something's going on here. But what's really going on? Then they start to ask questions. So I'm going to play you a clip from Elon on Tucker Carlson. They had the interview and Tucker was asking about inflation. And I mean, it's something that Bitcoiners have been saying for quite a bit of time. And I think eventually this is going to force the uncomfortable question that I think the Treasury is not going to be able to answer, the politicians are not going to be able to answer, is why are we using money that is designed to lose purchasing power? Who did we sign up to that? I know, like, okay, taxes, right? That's a hot button issue, right? Fine, let's take the stance of taxes are fair. You got to give back to society, et cetera, et cetera. The roads, But fine, let's leave that argument aside. But did we also sign up to use money that is designed to lose purchasing power? So it's two things, right? So you got to pay taxes and you have to use the money that steals from us. Like, I don't think people really agreed to that. I don't think people are really aware of that. And the reason I'm saying that is because they wouldn't be gaslighting us if they didn't think that was a issue they couldn't defend. In my opinion, it's an undefensible social issue. There is no good response to that. Absolutely nothing. Other than try to avoid it, try to sweep it under the rug, and try to demonize the alternatives of which they have been doing, right? So anyways, I'm going to shut up now. I'm going to play you this clip about Elon talking about inflation on Tucker, and then we'll talk about it.
So inflation is going to happen no matter what.
Huh.
If you increase the money supply, you get inflation.
Right.
So there's not some magical cure for getting rid of inflation, except to increase the productivity, the output of goods and services. So if you say like what is money? You've got these sort of it's basically numbers in a database that sum up to some total. Then you've got the output of goods and services of the economy, and as long as the ratio of money to ratio of goods and services stays stays constant, you have no inflation. If you add money to the system faster than you increase goods and services, right, then you have inflation. So all of these COVID sort of stimulus bills were not paid for. They're just generated more currency, more money was created because the federal government, the checks always pass, unless you hit a debt limit, which there's probably going to be some debt limit crisis later this year. But provided you haven't hit the debt limit, the federal government, unlike state governments or city governments or individuals, can simply issue more money. And that's what they did. I mean, as old saying goes, there's no free lunch. So if you could just issue massive amounts of money without negative consequences, why don't we just take that to the limit, make everyone a trillionaire? They tried that in Venezuela. How'd that work out?
Well, they had to eat zoo animals.
Right. It's not good, you know. There's no free lunch. There's not some ability to issue money and not have inflation.
Many of those kind of...
So, you know what that told me, Opti? That Elon is an orange pilled. And that tell was right in the beginning, right? Like, it has to be inflation. Really? You sure about that? Then that tells me that he doesn't fully understand Bitcoin. And look, like, Elon's a very, very smart guy, but there's something about Bitcoin, right? Is that you have to let go of the ego. Ego and Bitcoin are not compatible. A lot of people, they feel like they step in and they're like, I can make this better, right? I could fix this. But the reality is that we are all equal. Even with Michael Saylor, a billionaire, access to so much capital, he had to get in line and pay his dues just like everybody else. On a nation state level, Nayib Bukele had to get in line, pay his dues like everybody else. They had to endure the first bear market, pay their price of tuition, right? So, I mean, for someone who has had special treatment from the fiat system, I would understand why, you know, the ego probably, it's probably hard for him to completely let go of his ego and embrace something like Bitcoin. That's what I would say. But at the same time, I'm really glad that these topics about inflation are being brought up to the popular mainstream. The average viewers for Tucker Carlson Tonight, it's the second most popular watch show in the world after Joe Rogan. 3.5 million average viewers per night. Just got exposed to that conversation. And in the last year or so, they've also been exposed to Michael Saylor. They've also been exposed to Max Kaiser. They've also, shout out to Marty Bent. Marty Bent's been on Tucker as well, right? So these ideas are very important to be brought up into the mainstream so that we can, you know, shout out Corey Clipson, we can avoid the we can win the race to avoid the war, right? The inevitable clash between, you know, this the U.S. bureaucracy, which I call the administrative state, right? They're going to want to be able to hold on to that privilege of creating money for free that everyone else has to work for. But it's just interesting how Elon said that. It's like there has to be inflation. It's like, have you read the Bitcoin Standard, Elon? Someone should send him a copy of the Bitcoin Standard. You know, and I think that's the hardest pill to swallow for a lot of people, right? Is this idea that for some reason inflation has to be built into money. And we played you the very famous clip of Jerome Powell asking him, like, why 2%? He was like, well, that's what the central banks all around the world said it was. And there's like literally no justification for it. And then more importantly, when times are good, when governments don't have to print money to bail out banks, basically Main Street bailing out Wall Street, you know, we're a capitalist society as long as everyone, you know, as long as the banks are making good money and as long as, you know, they start to get into trouble, oh, socialize the losses, baby. Main Street bails out Wall Street. I mean, that's what the Occupy Wall Street movement was all about. Now, what I think what everyone is still asleep to is the fact that we now have a clear-cut solution to that. But, like I've been saying, have to let go of the ego. You have to get in line. You get Bitcoin at the price you deserve. That full stop. It is the reality of Bitcoin. So you get on the train, great. You know, and over time, after you pay your dues, you'll notice that Bitcoin is the best savings technology the world has ever seen. It is not easy to hold. It is not easy to hodl. It is extremely tough on a psychological level. It punishes you. But if you endure, it becomes easier over time. And if you start to get a couple cycles in you, then it's just like that you realize there is no other way of living. You will never go back to use a money. I tweeted this out the other day and it did pretty well, right? I refuse to use the money that another man can create for free. It's as simple as that. And once you feel the power of taking Bitcoin into self-custody, you won't go back. And I think Elon's not there yet. I just don't think, because that answer that he gave would have been totally different, right? Which is really interesting. But the topic of inflation and the reality of who causes inflation was being spoken about. And more importantly, it was being spoken about to the mainstream. And I hope more and more people wake up to this reality, not just, you know, on one side of the political aisle, but on both sides of the political aisle. And they realize that Bitcoin is this great unifier. It brings people together under a common cause. And that common cause is Bitcoin, right? Instead of I'll own nothing and be happy, you'll own Bitcoin and be happy. A prosperous future, a sound money future. And that's what Bitcoin gives us all, man. So I don't know, man. This is crazy. Do you feel the Overton window moving ever so slowly, Opti? I feel it, bro. It's inching away closer and closer and closer. I think it's inevitable before people realize that we have a solution to this problem.
Yeah, man. I mean, I've been saying it for a minute, and we've basically been on this message for a couple of months now, that it is very obvious that the Bitcoin message is crossing that Rubicon into mainstream consciousness, and it's only a matter of time until the world catches up to everything that us Bitcoiners have been saying. If you guys have been around for a while, it's very interesting how a lot of very smart Bitcoiners are always ahead of the curve, and we're always kind of talking about things maybe 1 or 2 years before it becomes mainstream ideas. But back to this video, like, inflation is so simple. Once you understand the true cause of inflation, it's because they're expanding the monetary supply. And it's very interesting, even in this clip itself, that the dollar inflation economics in general is so overcomplicated, and it's on purpose. Like, it's to keep people in the dark so the theft can continue in silent. Because what's the one quote? I forget who says it, but if people understood how banks work, people understood how money works, we'd have a revolution overnight. Like,
I think it was Henry Ford. That's
You know, and I think Andrew Jackson said something similar about banks. It's like, we understand how the system works as Bitcoiners. You guys out there, you guys have put in the work. We understand how the banking system works. And it's very simple once you break it down. And it's very interesting to see Elon go through like the mental gymnastics that like try to explain how inflation works when it's very cut and dry. Like they inflated the money supply. They expanded the money supply. They printed obscene amounts of money and they redistributed wealth from, the Cantillon insiders to the Cantillon insiders. And what do we say? What do Bitcoiners always say? Taxation is theft. Inflation is silent theft. And the fact that they obscure all these concepts goes to show that they don't want you to understand that it's theft. So, you know, it's very interesting to see all this play out. And
dude, you buried the lead. You buried the lead, bro. You buried the lead. You said it right there. The fact that they obscure and the fact that they gaslight it and the fact that they don't talk about it, the fact that the central bank digital currencies never mention the word inflation, it's all about making payments more efficient, is the greatest tell. Like, that is the freaking tell. You know?
Yeah, 100%. And, I am going to kind of push back a little bit on what you said, Nico, because like, while it is awesome that these ideas are being talked about in the mainstream and corporate press, I don't think it's enough. And we've been saying this for a while, you know, like just talking about the problems, it's just kind of like paying lip service. It's really just like a dopamine rush. And if they're not talking about the solutions, yes, you know, it's a process. Like you say, we gotta expand the Overton window, but pointing across the aisle and pushing blame away from yourself, away from what you can personally do to fix this. Again, it's just like a social media high, you know, like action, 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 take action today, save in Bitcoin, opt out, take Bitcoin into self custody. Like, this is how you escape this. This is how you opt out of it. Like, get your sats flow up, save in Bitcoin, take Bitcoin into self custody. Until we're talking about this stuff in the corporate press, like we have our day job to continue, Nico, because like, this is why we do it. This is why we continue to, I guess, maybe for lack of a better term, showed the hypocrisy of it all. It's like, yeah, man, we understand that inflation is an issue. I don't think people can avoid that anymore. It's just like, get to the root of the problem. It's because they continuously print money. Like, governments have a spending problem. They're spending money they don't have. Like, this is the issue here, guys. And anyone that isn't really talking about the solutions and the real root cause of the problem, I would say is really a part of the problem. So like, until Tucker, until Elon, until all the talking heads are really talking about the root cause of inflation, which is them expanding the monetary supply, you know, we have an uphill battle. And this is why it's upon every one of us Bitcoiners to try to wake up our friends and family, become the Bitcoin message, show them that, look, we have a solution to these problems. It's not enough to just talk about the problems. Like, save in Bitcoin, take Bitcoin into self-custody, opt out of this madness. And this is how we really change things. Like, it's really simple. Everything is very simple. People need to stop overcomplicating things. Like, keep it simple, stupid. Inflation is caused by expanding the monetary supply. Opt out of this madness by saving Bitcoin, by taking Bitcoin into self-custody. Like, it's literally as easy as this. You don't have to overcomplicate this. We don't have to get into, you know, complex economic theory. It's very simple. Like, it's very simple, guys. And it's overcomplicated for a reason. It's to keep you in the dark. Like, this is the fundamental basics of what's going on right now.
Straight up. It's literally simply Bitcoin. Anyways, everybody, let's get to the news. Let's do it.
The Daily News.
The Daily News is brought to you by Blockstream Jade, built by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. It's an open source hardware wallet for the cold storage of Bitcoin. Check out the brand new limited edition color, the transparent green jade. Blockstream Jade houses a full color camera, allowing for fully air gap Bitcoin transactions, scan and display QR codes directly on the device, assign transactions, and verify addresses with ease. Use your Blockstream Jade with your favorite wallet software, such as Blockstream Green, Blue Wallet, Electrum, Sparrow. Get yourself a Blockstream Jade today and take self-custody of your Bitcoin.
All right, everybody. I also want to give a shout out to our new sponsor, Stack Friends, who stack sats. I know how a lot of you guys are feeling, right? You know, you lose your no-coiner friends, right? You don't have a lot of things in common with them, or at least maybe I'm projecting what I experienced myself, but you know, I'd speak to my normie friends and they're asleep to what's really going on, right? So it's like you want to expand your network with like-minded individuals, and there's really no better app to do that with than the Orange Pill app, right? Sign up, you can see, you know, what Bitcoiners are around you locally, you can meet up with them. And there's also super awesome Bitcoiners that are already on there, like Natalie Burnell, BTC Sessions, Saifedean, Knut Svenholm, right? And, you know, it's the number one resource for creating Bitcoin-only events. Find a Bitcoin event near you and search it by location and date. If you're going to Miami, I'm sure that you're going to meet all these amazing speakers, but what are you going to do at night? You have no idea. There's nothing worse than being in a city full of plebs, but you're in your hotel room watching TV. Hop on the Orange Pill app events page and find all the pleb events on the fly. So download the Orange Pill app today. It's pretty freaking awesome. Anyways, everybody, today I want to talk about the Kingdom of Bhutan. So the Kingdom has secretly been investing millions of dollars in Bitcoin, and this came out. And I wonder how many other countries are doing this. I wonder how many other countries are secretly stacking the corn. On yesterday's episode, we reported, or maybe it was the day before, we reported that Russia quietly became the second biggest Bitcoin miner. Right. So it's like you're seeing that it's almost as if you're seeing the game theory play out. Maybe we aren't crazy, Opti. I don't know. Anyways, so it goes on to say the landlocked Himalayan country of Bhutan has been said to be secretly investing millions of dollars in Bitcoin and other shitcoins. The bankruptcies of lender BlockFi and Celsius have made the company's investments public, which had previously been kept secret from the general public. Based on court records, Bhutan's $2.9 billion national investment arm, Druk Holding and Investments, was a client of insolvent crypto lenders BlockFi and Celsius, according to documents revealed in Forbes. And this is, you know, what's really interesting about this, guys, and I touched upon this earlier when we were talking about Elon, is that it doesn't matter whether you're a country, whether you're a public company, not your keys, not your Bitcoin, not your keys, not your Bitcoin. And especially like if you're a country, right? Do you really want to outsource the custody of your wealth to another state or to another company that lives in another country that can use that politically against you? Do you guys remember when Venezuela tried to reclaim the gold that was stored in the UK? The governor of the UK said no, because it didn't like the current governor of government of Venezuela. So it's like it applies. Not your keys, not your Bitcoin, right? Druk Holding and Investments is responsible for managing a portfolio consisting of domestic assets. Nevertheless, since at least 2022, Druk has also been cultivating a crypto portfolio in secret. It was accidentally disclosed in the aftermath of the crypto contagion that occurred last year, which resulted in the failure of a number of businesses, including FTX and Voyager. Over the course of the 3 months covered by the Celsius filing, Druk withdrew over $65 million and deposited approximately $18 million in digital assets. A complaint was handed over to Druk in Thimphu, the Bhutan capital city, and the residence of the country's royal family by attorneys for BlockFi, a company that declared bankruptcy in November, only a few days after FTX did so. BlockFi, could you play the rocket ship thing, please, Opti?
Yeah, I got you. 1 second.
Rocket ship, get on board.
every time I think of BlockFi, I hear pomp in my head. Anyways, BlockFi is making the accusation that the fund has failed to return a loan of $30 million that it received. According to the claim, in February 2022, Druk agreed to borrow a 30 million USD coin, which is a stable coin whose value is tied to the US dollar. However, according to BlockFi's allegations, Druk, quote, failed and refused to return the loan in its entirety. This was the case even after the lender liquidated collateral of 1,888 Bitcoin, which had a value of $76.5 million at the time of the loan. This left an outstanding debt of $820,000. What's more, over 14,000 pages of user information, including names, addresses, financial activities, were made public by Celsius in October. So it's just interesting, man. It's just, this is so interesting for two reasons. Reason number one is it seems like nation states are comfortable stacking sats, you know, and unfortunately they haven't learned that shitcoins are shitcoins and whatever, you know, price of tuition, I guess. But it's just interesting that they're doing this secretly. And it goes on to say also is, if Druck decided to invest tens of millions of dollars in cryptocurrency, it would be an unusual move for the holding firm, which is supposed to encourage domestic business projects. It would seem to be the first national wealth fund to acquire cryptocurrency if it is actually what it claims to be direct. Interestingly, this is not the first cryptocurrency, and cryptocurrency in Bhutan has been mentioned in the same sentence. Together, back in 2021, Finbold reported that Ripple inked a collaboration with Bhutan's central bank, the Royal Monetary Authority. The deal aimed to conduct a pilot project facilitated cross-border and wholesale payment through a central bank digital currency solution. So it's just interesting. It's just interesting. You have shitcoin infiltration. You have them stacking Bitcoin. You have them stacking a lot of Bitcoin. You have them not taking self-custody of their Bitcoin, so getting wrecked in the process. It's almost as if they're paying their price of tuition like everybody else. Just really, really interesting to see. Anyways, I think the highlight of today is really this. And this is really, really what I want to highlight and really, really what I want to talk about, which is Indonesian governor. Totally going to butcher his name. So Governor Ridwan Kamil is set to speak at the Bitcoin conference. And they announced this April 17, 2023. But what was also happening in Indonesia is they announced an Indonesia Bitcoin conference, October 26 and 27, 2023, the Indonesia Bitcoin conference. So what the hell is going on in Indonesia? I don't know. But would they really be sending someone from the government? Would they really be throwing a Bitcoin conference there if, you know, something wasn't happening? I mean, I think that's just common sense. Like, you can't just say that's speculative. That's a hell of a coincidence, if you ask me. So you have two very predominant, you know, countries in Asia that are clearly some. We know that Bhutan definitely buying Bitcoin, and we know that in Indonesia is sending representatives to the Bitcoin conference as well as throwing a Bitcoin conference in the country as well. And what's really interesting about Indonesia is that Indonesia has a population of 273 million people. So it's a pretty big country, right? Really interesting, Opti. You know, we always say we say things that we see things that are not there, but a lot of the time, you know, those things that we see happen to, you know, happen to be real things, happen to be tangible things, right? So, you know, is Indonesia the next stop? I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. But also at the same time, you know, in regards to Bhutan, you know, play with shitcoins. Win shitcoin prizes, right? You know, they got, it's like literally, it like applies to everyone. It doesn't matter, like, it doesn't matter whether you're a country, public company. It's like literally, like, every time, like, you get involved with shitcoins, like, you get fucking wrecked with shitcoins, right? Like, it's literally never fails. But I mean, look, pay the price of tuition, hurts the fuck out of you, and then eventually all roads lead to Bitcoin. By the way, this also applies to Elon Musk in the video that we played in the very beginning as well, right? All roads lead to Bitcoin. Bitcoin is inevitable. Get on the train before it's too late. Opti, what are your thoughts about this, bro? I always say this. Am I seeing things that are not there? Those are like Bhutan member of government speaking at the Bitcoin conference. They're throwing a Bitcoin conference in Indonesia. Like, I mean, like, something's happening. You can't deny it. I don't know what it is, right? I'm very curious to see what he says on stage. And I think this is a much bigger announcement than the previous example, because the previous example was the island of Madeira in Portugal, right? They, you know, they wanted to get involved in Bitcoin, but it was always like a very small island, right? El Salvador was very small. You know, we heard the rumblings of Mexico, but it seemed like really nothing came out of that. Maybe this is the same nothing burger. I want to ask Samsung now. I bet you Samsung Mao knows exactly what's going on in Indonesia. Anyways, what are your thoughts, bro? What's going on over there?
Let's roll back for a moment. You know, on the one hand, Bhutan got rug pulled by BlockFi and Celsius, so it's kind of like, absolutely wrecked. But hey, what do we say? It's cost of tuition, and everyone learns one way or the other. Some of us by putting our hands on the shitcoin stove and getting burnt, and then others by, you know, following the signal and taking Bitcoin into self-custody. So I think we are going to see this story play out not only on an individual level, but I'm sure we'll see it play out on a corporate and a nation state level. And we have our first victim. Okay. On the other hand, though, they had a huge exposure to Bitcoin. And the signal is, it's kind of what you're asking. It's like, I wonder who else has this silent exposure to Bitcoin. And it's only going to be a matter of time until we figure out who is next. You know, whether it's Indonesia, we did see some rumbling come out from Samson Mao's, Jan 3 project or fund. I don't know exactly what you'd call it. I think it's an organization. That there is seemingly some adoption happening in Costa Rica as well. So not only is it happening in Asian countries, but also South American countries. And it's only a matter of time until we see more countries come out publicly stating that they are stacking Bitcoin. But that's kind of the feature of Bitcoin. They don't have to say anything. There's probably people stacking as we speak. And, you know, like, not to fall into the causation plus correlation meme, but hey, it seems like the price is responding to some big stackers out there. Like, someone is accumulating Bitcoin, and it's only going to be a matter of time until that news comes out, until their bags are packed and we know exactly who's who and what's what. But we know this basically on a game theory perspective. We know that El Salvador kicked the first domino, and it's only a matter of time until other countries, other corporations, and of course, more individuals start adopting Bitcoin. So, like, it's only a matter of time. I don't think as Bitcoiners we have to sit here and wonder. It's just like, okay, just you know, TikTok next block, and we will figure out who is coming out and saying that they're Bitcoiners, because the whole world will be Bitcoiners. But man, again, on the one hand, sucks to hear them get rug pulled. But on the other, you know, I guess we are seeing adoption again on a nation state level. And of course, we are Bitcoin libertarian bent Bitcoiners here. But love to see it. You know, the game theory of Bitcoin's playing out. Everyone's going to be stacking Bitcoin. It's only a matter of time. Like, this is inevitable. This is uncontentious at this point, guys. So here we are. We're seeing more receipts on that matter. And I think by the end of this year, we will see a lot more. The dominoes are falling, I think, is the TLDR of everything, Nico.
We always say, right? Bitcoin's inevitable. You know, the best money wins. You can't deny Bitcoin's incentives. I think Bitcoin's incentives stay winning. And I think the only thing governments really have to throw at us is coercion. Like, they're going to try to force people into central bank digital currencies. And this is why, you know, the video with Elon in the beginning was so important. This is why, you know, Tim Pool talking about he wished he bought Bitcoin was so important. This is why we must force the question, the very simple question. It has to be simple, because if it's not simple, then it just, a lot of people are just not going to like understand it and appreciate it and think about it. Has to be simple. Has to be a simple question. Why are we being forced to use money that steals from us? That's it. You have a bunch of people asking that question worldwide. They do not have a response. The response to that will be violence. Violence, misrepresentations, spin. But they don't have like a legitimate response. Or like, they could say, okay, this is the reason. This is the reason why it steals from you. This is whatever. People are going to be like, what the fuck? But hold up, there's an alternative that doesn't steal from me. And that alternative seems to be doing my life a little bit better. What's really going on here? What's your response to that? And I don't think they have a response, right? So anyways, I mean, why else would they be avoiding it, right? Anyways, everybody, no more delay. Let's get to the culture. We have a lot to talk about. Let's check it out.
The Daily Culture.
brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. We love Swan because they incentivize self-custody and dollar cost averaging. What are you waiting for? Visit SwanBitcoin.com today.
All right, guys, I also want to tell you about Swan's new offer. Bitcoin is generational wealth, and you can secure your bright orange future with the Swan IRA. It's real Bitcoin, no taxes. Swan offers both traditional and Roth options to best fit your needs. Create your IRA and start adding Bitcoin in less than 1 minute. Transfers and rollovers are available. Swan's Bitcoin experts will get you set up with no transfer fees and no minimum balance requirements. This is real Bitcoin, non-ETF or other derivative. Get the real thing and get it at Swan. Go to swan.com/IRA for more details. And of course, you could always send me a private DM on Twitter and I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have. Anyways, Opti, what are we talking about during the culture? I don't even know.
Yeah. Well, I've kind of been talking to you behind the scenes, and today's a kind of a good example as well of just how far the Bitcoin message is spreading and the fact that we are seeing a lot of people stack Bitcoin. And you know me, I try not to bring charts on the show, but sometimes I have to bring some receipts so you guys don't think I'm just making stuff up here. Anyways, we did see this metric the other day. It's about a month old, but this is from Bitcoin Magazine. And we also saw, you know, Sailors finally in the green. But here's a tweet from Bitcoin Mag. People who started DCAing into Bitcoin at 69K, all-time high, are now up 10%. I don't know exactly what the maths are here because I can't really tell exactly by this Bitcoin Magazine Pro chart here. But it's back to kind of what we keep telling you guys. If you lower your time preference, if you continuously stack Bitcoin, then in the long run, you are going to win. And it's about just understanding the fundamental proposition of Bitcoin. And don't get caught up in the daily fluctuation. So again, you know, this was posted March 20th, 2023. So we are looking and updating a little bit. We are above the March closing price. So I don't know exactly what the dates were and the price were, but I would safely assume that if you had continuously DCA'd down this whole bear market, first and foremost, congratulations. You're finally in the green if this is your first cycle. And second, just wait until this bull market starts. I think we're going to be all very, very excited. But anyways, my next point here is the idea of we are Bitcoiners, and I know we get so caught up in our echo chamber. We think that, you know, we are the center of the world. And I know a lot of my friends on Bitcoin Twitter, like we are the arbiters of truth. But I think something that is really missing is this idea, and we talk about this all the time. The Bitcoin message is spreading outside of our echo chamber. And we do our best to try to spread that message. And we are seeing it consistently, whether it's on corporate press or whether it's on other independent content creators, the conversation around Bitcoin is spreading. And this just means that we have to continuously spread the signal, but also that the Bitcoin conversation isn't just happening on Bitcoin Twitter anymore. It's happening everywhere on every corner of the globe. And I'm just so bullish for this, you know, whether we just have country stacking, whether we have corporation stacking, whether it's individual stacking, we are seeing the metrics show what we believe is happening, and its adoption is happening in real time. The Bitcoin message is escaping our echo chamber, and I couldn't be happier for it. Anyways, first and foremost, before I go into this, I know how a lot of us Bitcoiners think about on-chain metrics, but and how they can kind of be gamified and how they aren't really the best examples of what is happening on the network, but they are giving us some kind of ideas. And so I brought a bunch of charts here. These are on Look Into Bitcoin. I think they're kind of using the same data that Glassnode is using, but here is some, in my opinion, bullish points. And I know that they are a little gamified and it doesn't really portray to everyone on the network, but I think the fundamental idea is happening. Number is going up, and in every metric across the board on Bitcoin. So here's the charts. First one, you know, Bitcoin addresses. We just saw that we finally made it over 1 million active Bitcoin addresses. Again, that could just be a lot of people diversifying their UTXOs, but still, numbers going up on active addresses. We have addresses holding over XBTC by year going up, whether that is 0.01, whether that's 0.1, whether that is one Bitcoin, consistently number is going up. And
it's just awesome to see. It means the DCA army out there stacking. You guys are continuously spreading this, the signal. And again, in chart form, 0.01 BTC addresses with balances up at all-time high of 11.7 million. Again, 0.1 BTC up at 4.3 million. These are all all-time highs. Addresses with one Bitcoin. It's a roughly under a million BTCs or UTXO addresses with one BTC. And even the whales out there, you know, 10 BTCs is almost at all-time highs. So while the network is getting distributed, people are constantly stacking, whether that is from the tiny, I forget what's the smallest nomenclature, like the shrimp to the whales. The numbers are going up and people are stacking. And again, I know, I hear the actually Bitcoiner. Well, this doesn't actually mean that there is more Bitcoiners on the network. It could be people diversifying into UTXOs and spreading out their holdings. Yes, I know that's true.
Yeah, but like, you fine. I agree with you. But
yeah,
it's
but
like,
fundamentally,
yeah,
it shows that people are coming on the network. People are stacking. So I know the caveat. We know the context, but nonetheless, it's bullish because not only is the Bitcoin price going up, which is obviously what everyone wants to see here, the addresses are going up, but further, Bitcoin Lightning nodes is going up. People are jumping on a Bitcoin Lightning network. And yes, you know, there is some contention because people are saying like, oh, shitcoins, there's more money in shitcoins than Lightning. Yeah, to this point, but Lightning Network is only 6 years old at this point. And the Bitcoin Lightning Network, it's not at all-time high, but currently it's at 18,000 nodes. And then the Lightning capacity is at all-time high. And we cover this daily, you know, 5,431 BTC in the Lightning node, in the Lightning ecosystem. And I just couldn't be more bullish. And here I got another one. This is from Santiment.net, and it shows the total amount of hodlers is at all-time high, even though we are basically just coming out of a bear market. So, you know, again, it's not about one single metric here. It's about all the metrics showing that Bitcoin is getting adopted in real time. People are saving in Bitcoin. The message is spreading and people want to hold Bitcoin, whether it's the amount of hodled or lost coins going up at all-time high, the amount of addresses, whether it's the Lightning network exploding, whether it's hash rate literally going parabolic right now. Currently, this is BitInfo charts. It's at 381 exahashes in the last 24 hours. It's just every metric is showing that Bitcoin is exploding. And not only that, but we also have legacy traditional financial markets and researchers showing what we know to be true, that Bitcoin is the best performing asset, not only this year, but since its inception. But here we have this tweet from Documenting BTC. New Goldman Sachs research data shows Bitcoin is the best market performing asset in the world this year. Absolutely blowing everything apart. At the time of this a chart in March 17th, 2023, it was at 50%. I think we're at, I think it's a lot higher than that now. But anyways, I think the other aspect of all this is, actually, let's go to this tweet right here by Jimmy Song, and then we'll go back to Tour's tweet. As Jimmy put here, you know, bank shutdowns, the skull of Satoshi, and New York Times hit piece have fueled the rise of Bitcoin to 30K. Imagine what a CBDC will do. Imagine when we Barbra Streisand the adoption of Bitcoin and people start waking up to a few ideas. Wait, Bitcoin isn't dead. Wait, why does my government want to ban my use of Bitcoin? Maybe I should look into this Bitcoin stuff. But as we saw Tour de Meester post the other day, people are withdrawing cash out of the system at the highest rate in 50 years. And you have this chart here from Fred, the St. Louis Fed. Hold on, let me zoom out a little bit. Deposits at all commercial banks at the lowest it's been in 50 years. So I'm not saying that all this money is going into Bitcoin, but what I am saying is that people are feeling something's in the air. We are understanding right now, especially as Bitcoiners, and I hate to be the Bitcoiner that's like, this time's different, but it really does feel like this time might be different. And again, I hear my friend Jimbo Coin hit in my, like whispering in my ear, super cycle. I'm not saying all that, guys. All I'm saying is Bitcoin was meant for this moment. And I think on all metrics, Bitcoin is performing better than any of us could have imagined. And I saw this tweet yesterday from Nick Bhatia, and I tried to get to the source of this, but I don't have an account here. So I'm kind of taking his word here for it, but he does bring his source here. And he goes, there are over 50 countries in which the Bitcoin adoption rate is 10% or higher. Over 20 countries have a Bitcoin adoption rate of 18% or higher. Bitcoin is global and it's swallowing the world. And I absolutely love to hear this. You know, we say it all the time with the Swan Boys. We are on the mission to get at least 3 to 4% of the American population. I wonder what the global population is, and I'm pretty sure we haven't hit that yet. But every little action we are doing, what's Nico said, every tweet you like, every meme you make, all the signal you're putting out there, all these conversations that you're having with your friends and family, it is slowly waking up humanity. And I think the consciousness around Bitcoin is really starting to wake up, and people really are starting to, at the very least, look around and be like, wait, why do I have to deal with inflation? Like, wait, what is going on? What, like, why am I being forced to use the money that steals from me? Is there another option? Is this the status quo? Is this the best we can do? And here we are as Bitcoiners, just with the net. Like, Bitcoin is designed for this moment. Bitcoin is the solution to all these problems. And then I saw this tweet from Mr. HODL, and I'm pretty sure he's taking a negative bent on this one, because that's just Mr. HODL. Love him. He goes, the longer Bitcoin stays working, the more Bitcoin illiterate people join the network. And I'm pretty sure this is a dunk, but I think he has a point. And this is a point that I've been saying. The longer that the Bitcoin network shows people that it is working, the longer we have time between the Genesis block to today, the more people will wake up, look around and be like, wait, this Bitcoin thing is ubiquitous with the modern world. And I think as we go out longer in time, people won't have to do the, you know, hundreds of thousands of hours of research and understanding that we had to do. It'll just be normal. It'll just be like, oh, wait, yeah, individuals are adopting. My neighbors are adopting. Wait, corporations are adopting. Wait, nation states are adopting this. And it will be as easy and as simple and as boring as the internet, as email. It'll just be something that we are so caught up and so used to in the modern world that people are just going to finally take the deep dive, get into Bitcoin, have a substantial, significant amount of savings in Bitcoin. And that's when we really get into the gradually then suddenly stage. So I know I got a little speculative on the end, but the point stands nonetheless. Not only is the DCA army in the green, but every metric that I've seen lately is showing me one thing, that Bitcoin is getting adopted in real time. We are constantly seeing the Bitcoin memes, the Bitcoin conversation on corporate press. We're seeing countries and people around the world adopt Bitcoin, and Bitcoin is a global phenomenon. I know you got to sometimes zoom out and understand, hey, you can't ban Bitcoin. You can only ban yourself from Bitcoin. This is a global game. And the more the game theory plays out, the more the political, what do we call them now, right now, Nico? The unproductive class tries to attack Bitcoin, the more it's going to spread. And I have this this visual right here just because it really makes the point for me. Again, this is documenting BTC, and he says, watch the globally distributed Bitcoin network of computer nodes verifying the next block of transactions in the chain, and this happens every 10 minutes. And I just absolutely love this visual, guys. Just to remember, this is a global phenomenon. This is happening in real time. It may not be as fast as we want to, but as my friend Vikingo says every single day in our spaces, just stay solvent, guys. Lower your time preference. Bitcoin is getting adopted. Yes, I know we all want to see 100K Bitcoin, million per Bitcoin, but it's going to happen. And what do I say all the time? You know, hodling is easy once you know why you hodl, but nonetheless, enjoy the roller coaster ride. And man, every metric is showing us one thing. Bitcoin is getting adopted in real time. This is a global phenomenon. And we're here, frontline soldiers. Continue to spread the signal. Continue to wake up your friends and family. Because talking about the problems is not enough. We have the solution to take Bitcoin into self-custody, save in Bitcoin, save in something that doesn't get debased. And, you know, if I have to name the wallets for you guys, I will. On mobile, there's Green, Blue, Breeze, Phoenix, Moon. I'm blanking on some of them. Hardware wallets are Jade, Seed Signer, Cold Card, desktop wallets, Bitcoin Core, Sparrow, Spectre. I think I dropped the ball on a few of these because we're going just off the rip. I'm going to put a list here so I have it every single day. But guys, there's trade-offs to all this. But it's not enough to just talk about the problem. We need people taking Bitcoin into self-custody. We need people providing products and services for Bitcoin. We need people downloading wallets on their phones at the very least. Like, this is how we actively change the future course of humanity, is by having people hold Bitcoin. And this is why we're so hopeful here. This is why I'm opti. This is why we are deterministically optimistic about the future, because we will change the course of humanity by getting off the fiat standard and getting on a Bitcoin standard, a money that doesn't steal from us. Stop letting your future get robbed from you. Save in Bitcoin. It's very simple.
Dude, you mentioned something. First of all, holy shit. Saint Opti coming in hot. Holy cow. Dropping in the saintism. It's freaking awesome. It's freaking incredible. But you said something really interesting there. And you were talking about taking self-custody. Well, you definitely don't want to take self-custody and put your generational wealth on paper. Paper rips. A little ASMR for you guys. You don't want to do that. You want to put your generational wealth on steel. And there's no better place to do it. Then the BitPlates Domino, they're designed to preserve Bitcoin wallet backup seed words and passphrases made from highly corrosion resistant 316 marine grade stainless steel, offering the ultimate protection against extremes of temperature. 10% off all BitPlate products using Simply. You stamp your seed words into this. And in case you guys didn't know, you only need the first four letters of your seed word, and the wallet software or the hardware wallet that you use will pull up the rest of the word. So it's really interesting. A lot of people don't know that, but it's genius how they came up with this. Anyways, guys, put your generational wealth, back it up on steel. Do not back it up on paper. Get yourself a BitPlates Domino today, and you could use promo code Simply to get 10% off. Anyways, to go back to Opti's soapbox rant. This was one of the best I've heard. Holy cow. Made me feel inspired and optimistic. But yeah, man, look, you can't stop this Bitcoin adoption train. It's happening. The numbers show it. Look, even if it's people consolidating UTXOs, right? Even what you said, Opti, right? It's maybe it's same people and they just keep sending it to new addresses. You could bet your bottom dollar, or you could bet your bottom sat, that, you know, a big percentage of those people are new Bitcoiners. They are stacking sats. There's never been the amount of whole coiners than there is today. And that number keeps rising, which tells me that what's happening with Bitcoin, the incentives of Bitcoin stay winning. The hash rate is a representation of that. Bitcoin mining is extremely expensive. It's extremely resource intensive. So they wouldn't be making these types of investments into Bitcoin mining if they didn't feel that Bitcoin had a future. And if you compare, excuse me. And if you compare that with all other cryptocurrencies, their proof of work hash rate either stays static, right? As was the case with Ethereum before it migrated to proof of stake and then basically became a surveillance token for, you know, the Office of Foreign Asset Control, that's just part of the US Treasury. But, you know, the Bitcoin forks like BSV or Bitcoin Cash, if you take a look at their hash rates, they've literally remained static. And if anything, they're going down while the Bitcoin hash rate continues to go higher. And if for anyone who's new, the Bitcoin hash rate is an estimation because you can't really know what it exactly is. And every website uses a different calculation. But basically, it's a representation of the amount of computational power actively mining Bitcoin. And the higher that hash rate goes up, theoretically, the harder Bitcoin becomes to attack. So you want that hash rate to keep going up forever. It's going up forever, Laura. And, you know, that's exactly what it is. It's not just me saying that. I mean, I think the numbers speak for themselves. Anyways, guys, we are running a little bit short on time today. So I don't know if we're going to be able to do the meme review, but Opti, you want to do it?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. I'll go through quickly.
All right.
They're going to throw tomatoes at me if I don't do the memes, bro.
All right. We will give the people what they want. Let's get to the meme review. Let's do it.
The Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by Kaboom Racks. I get this question all the time. Nico, where should I buy Bitcoin miners? The answer is Kaboom Racks. It's the best place to buy Bitcoin miners. That's where you're going to find the best deals and the best prices. Start your mining utopia today. To check out their racks, you got to go to t.me/KaboomRacks. Join their Telegram group and start your mining journey today. Kaboom Racks.
Kaboom.
Kaboom, Racks. Kaboom. All right, guys, you already know the deal. This is the meme review. I got to get through this quickly. Tweets are the bullets, memes are the chili. We are in information warfare. No,
not that quickly. Not that quickly.
I know. I'm just trolling. Guys, if it's never been more obvious to you guys that we are in an information war, it should become very clear to you guys. And there's one simple idea that can boil all this down. The only way they can bombard you with all of the misinformation is by bombarding you with so much noise. And this is the importance of spreading the signal so that people can latch onto that signal. And I couldn't have picked a better example of this than this picture. This sometimes pictures are memes in and of themselves. So this one's by @HodlSolo. And it is graffiti. So, hey, we're not telling you to deface public property, but this is over a freeway pass, and it says, say no to CBDCs. And this guy says, # say no to CBDCs, choose Bitcoin. Great to see. I think this is in London, per se. But the signal is spreading, guys, and spread it any way possible. I'm not telling you to break the laws. Just spread it any way possible. Shouts out to whoever the graffiti artist of this is. Now everyone driving on this freeway is going to see the message, say no to CBDCs. Absolutely love to see it. This next one is by our friend Justin Orkney, aka @JOrkney5 on Twitter. And he goes, they are the carbon they should reduce. # New York Times up. # stop the presses. And we have one of these Wojak NPC memes with the New York Times logo on its forehead and goes, we need to promote carbon reduction strategies. And we have a savage Chad Bitcoiner with laser eyes, and he goes, # stop the presses. And if you guys know the Stop the Presses Twitter account, is basically doing the same kind of viral marketing that is happening against Bitcoin miners. Stop the New York Times, because the New York Times is murdering millions of trees per year and creates billions of pounds of CO2 with their wasteful printing. And then we got the NPC New York Times responding, wait, not like that. No, wait, that's not what we meant. That's not what we meant. Absolutely love it. This next one is not by a Bitcoiner, but I absolutely love this one. And this is by @WarlordDilly, aka Brendan Dilly. And he goes, good morning, America. And we got some Pepe founding fathers. And it goes, it says right here, we can say whatever the fuck we want, pointing at the Constitution. Absolutely love it. I know, a little toxic, Nico, but this one's dear to my heart. Okay, this next one is, this is Swan Bitcoin posting it, but it's our boy, the BTC therapist, and they go, Bitcoin meme of the day. Absolutely love this one. And we got someone on an inner tube flying in the sky, and it's a shitcoiner in the inner tube about to get flown away, and it goes, me with the Bitcoin only scissors about to cut the rope, because hey, there's Bitcoin and there's shitcoins, and we are not the same. We are not in the same fight. Anyways, this next one, we did do a template Tuesday. And so I picked one. I know in the past I said the most likes wins, but we had someone use bots to get the most likes. So now you guys force my hand. I have to choose these ones. Hey, I am the captain now. Anyways, we did a template Tuesday, and we got this, I don't even know, we just got like a lady's hand grabbing some guy's lips, and I picked this meme by Orange New World, and it goes, proceeds to hold government-issued bonds and believes in ESG, and it goes, Bitcoin has no intrinsic value, and then you shut him up because, hey, it looks like Bitcoin is priced at around 30K. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I find value in Bitcoin. I know you guys do. Anyways, drop your meme review score in the chat as we cover hours live. You know me. I really do like these physical Bitcoin mags, but I think I gave you the front, so I'm going to give you the back. I don't know if you've seen this, guys. It's art. That's some art right there. Okay, Nika, drop yours. You're muted.
I'm going to give it 21 million on a piece of paper, but don't store your seed phrase on paper because you could rip it. Store your seed on metal. That's my score. Anyways, before we move on to the other, before we move on to more scores, I want to give a shout out to our awesome clothing sponsor, RepresentLTD.com. They have amazing merch. Opti and I wear it every single day. I'm wearing the classic blue Represent hoodie. Opti's wearing the limited edition Bitcoin hoodie. And by the way, guys, there's the hat. Flip it, Opti. We got a comment. We got a comment yesterday.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me unmirror. I like how the microphone goes. I'll switch my microphone
Just for the meme review. There. You see? There you go. Okay, you can switch it back.
We're keeping it.
We're keeping it?
For now.
Okay. Anyways, guys, they have awesome merch. Check out the RepresentLTD.com store, and they're dropping Simply Bitcoin merch soon. Check it out, and you could use promo code simply-bitcoin, get yourself a big discount. Anyways, Opti, no more delay. Let's get through some of the scores, but first, we have to cue the epic music. Here we go. The P-Man Man, I give those memes a quick death to Western Union. Bitcoin's chief carbon officer, score. The people want to see Opti and Chrissy back together. Give the people what they want or else. I agree. We need an insider. We literally need an insider.
Elaine, I did my best.
Celebrate the will to wait. Next one. Phil C, I give these memes DCA till 2140. For anyone who doesn't know, that's when the last Bitcoin is estimated to be mined. McLovin, I give the memes a vat of delicious orange Kool-Aid.
Sounds delicious. I think that's called Tang.
Tang.
That's it so far. Wait, the buzzer. Wait.
No, bro. We stop because of the... It's always because of the buzzer, bro. Anyways,
this is not a score, but shouts out to Skip on down the road. Nothing has intrinsic value. All value is subjective. If you know, you know. So I have to say that all the time because it irks me, man. It really does irk me.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live. I'm your host, Nico, and this is my co-host, Opti. You can follow us on Twitter at BitVault7 for me, and you can follow Opti at my_living_truth. Anyways, love you all, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Simply Bitcoin. You could find us on other places, TikTok. Shout out to our awesome Rumble listeners. We hit, I think it's like 35 people listening live on Rumble. Shout out to you guys. We love you. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Also join Simply Bitcoin Telegram group, which is being held down with our awesome mod, Darth Coin. So check it out. Simply Bitcoin Telegram group's absolutely free. Go to www.t.me/SimplyBitcoinTV. And also check out Simply Bitcoin News. You can find us. You could find the written version of this show. All you got to go is to simplybitcoin.news. And if you feel so inclined, help support the show. You can subscribe to us on Substack, even though everything we do is always going to be free. Go to simplybitcoin.news to do just that. And you can check out all our awesome writers from our awesome writers. Way too many of you guys. To name it all out, but we appreciate y'all. Anyways, we love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to hit that smash that like button. Subscribe if you feel like we provided you value. The number one thing you could do to help this channel, help the movement, share all Bitcoin content. Don't be exclusive because Bitcoin is very, very inclusive. Anyways, if you want the party to go on, we are hosting a Twitter Spaces until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Opti is going to be holding it down if you want to join the conversation. So you could find us there. But anyways, Opti and Wine are going to be holding it down tomorrow. So they'll see you tomorrow at 12:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live.